Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Josh in College Station. The Aggies on the road in Tuscaloosa tomorrow. Big game.
Hey, Pharrell, I can hear you now. How you doing?
I'm all right, bro.
All right. Well, we're all on the Jimbo hype train down here. I want to hear your thoughts on him and if you think he's the real deal.
Well, I mean, without a doubt, he's the real deal. The guy can coach flat out. There's no questioning that, if you ask me. And I thought they looked damn good against Clemson. I think that pushed Clemson back to number three in the country, that performance, and moved Georgia up because A&M punched him in the mouth. Clemson won the game by two. Now they're getting 27 tomorrow in Tuscaloosa now. Something smells fishy about this game to me. I won't deny I took A&M in the points. And I took A&M against Clemson as well on the points and Clemson to win, but the Aggies to cover. So I'm going to try the same thing again, but I'm a little leery of it because the number's so big. I feel like how could they not cover that number? But then I've seen them lose there before like 59-0. I've seen A&M lay an egg at Tuscaloosa before like no one's business. I mean, and it was, you know, within the last decade, they went down there and got their asses handed to them. I mean, in a game. So anything's possible. That 27, you think it's automatic as a better because they're a good team, but they're a good team until they run into Alabama. Let's see them do it. If they do that to Clemson and Alabama, then I believe that Jimbo Fisher already has built a winner in less than 6 months in College Station. Like, he literally walked into that job, Sumlin's job, and he's taken over, and they're already a badass. Tomorrow, if they hang with Alabama and let's say finish within five of Alabama or 10, and, you know, let's say they're in the game, the whole game, and make a game of it. Let's say they're winning at some point. That shows me that he's definitely got something going in College Station and that they're for real. I think he's a good football coach. There's no denying it. He won big, in my opinion, wherever he's gone. Like, you know, that's just me. I think he did a good job at Florida State. I know at the end he didn't, and then he ran out of there with his tail tucked, and then they brought in all of these clowns that they got running it now, and they're a disaster. He left it. He left a bloody mess. I'll give you that. But he's highly paid, and it's for a reason. He's, in my view, one of the only people that has proven he can beat Dabo. He's proven he can beat, you know, I think, you know, Nick Saban, whoever. He's after him. I mean, that's his goal, is to win games like that, and that's why they brought him to A&M. So I think he's doing a good job so far, and it's all very important that they prove, in my view tomorrow, that they can hang on the road in Tuscaloosa and not go down there and get wiped out.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.